When Congress returns from recess next week, lawmakers will consider strict new oversight of the accountants who audit the books of public companies. The issue gained a new momentum after WorldCom and Xerox were forced to make multi-billion dollar corrections to their financial statements. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the growing scrutiny of the accounting profession extends far beyond Arthur Andersen.
For most of the last 17 years, Michelle Voth was part of a high-tech success story. She worked for a San Diego software company called Peregrine Systems, starting as a receptionist and working her way up to facilities manager. When Peregrine went public 5 years ago, Voth was rewarded with stock options, and every month since then, she invested $300 from her paycheck in the company's shares. That was a considerable sum for the single mother, but Voth figured she was saving for retirement. Her investment in Peregrine evaporated in May when the company admitted overstating sales by as much as $100 million. When the illusion was revealed, the stock price plummeted, and Peregrine laid off nearly half its workforce, including Voth.
After working someplace for 17 years and putting your family on the back burner and, you know, being there from like 6 in the morning until midnight on some projects working, and to have them just take this away from everybody, it's reprehensible.
The accounting errors were discovered soon after Peregrine hired a new auditor, KPMG. But after just 7 weeks, Peregrine fired that firm and hired another auditor, PricewaterhouseCoopers. The company's original accounting firm, Arthur Andersen, never uncovered Peregrine's bookkeeping tricks. Attorney Mike Aguirre is suing Andersen, along with Peregrine, on behalf of employee stockholders like Voth.
It appears that Arthur Andersen was having a hard time spotting anything. I think what we're seeing is the CPAs are using their powerful analytical capabilities to conceal rather than reveal the truth.
Andersen, alone among the big five accounting firms, has been forced to give up auditing public companies. But the final four firms are all under investigation for their roles in various bookkeeping scandals, including KPMG at Xerox, Deloitte & Touche at Adelphia, Ernst & Young at Computer Associates, and PricewaterhouseCoopers at Dollar General. Accountants say the recent scandals represent only a tiny fraction of the thousands of audits they conduct each year, and that the bookkeeping of most public companies is honest. But the size of the losses has shaken public confidence in all financial reporting, and critics say the problem is bigger than any single accounting firm.
The problem we have with the accounting industry is we've had a failed regulatory system.
Nancy Smith used to run the Investor Education Office of the Securities and Exchange Commission. She says bringing in a new auditor, as Peregrine did this spring, can help to uncover accounting problems, but she warns even the new accountants soon become too cozy with management, especially if their firms are also trying to sell consulting services.
This put the accountants in a bind. They couldn't one day be a watchdog and the next day be a lapdog to management. Auditors were unwilling to keep management's feet to the fire and make sure they tell investors the truth.
Smith now heads a campaign called Restore the Trust, which is lobbying for tough new restrictions on accountants, including a ban on certain types of consulting work and a requirement that companies rotate their senior accounting partner every 5 years. The American Institute of Certified Public Accountants says it supports stronger oversight, including an independent review board, but the trade group has resisted other reforms. The Institute's Chuck Landis argues it's impossible to legislate professional behavior.
The answer isn't going to be writing more rules. I think every CPA needs to look in the mirror and say, am I putting the interest of the investor before the interest of trying to simply please management?
Investors like Michelle Voth pay the price when accountants fail to uncover management missteps. With her Peregrine stock now worth less than a dollar per share, Voth is selling her house, moving in with a neighbor, and training for a new job in real estate. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.